one of the parish groups whose enthusiasm and involvement stands out is our RCIA group of catechumens and candidates. Today we send forth the non-baptized among them for the rite of election, an important step in their journey towards baptism, confirmation, and Eucharist this coming Easter. Lent for the catechumens is about preparing to become official Christians. They have chosen to repent and believe in the good news. And their journey reminds us that we're all called to make a change in life, to reorient ourselves towards the Lord. Those of us who have been in the church for quite a while may have gotten into a rut or two, or wandered down a few diversionary paths. And Lent, therefore, is a chance for us to refresh our faith and to consider why and how we will renew our baptismal commitment at Easter. We pray for a re-energized faith in the God of the covenant. Our first reading from Genesis takes place right after the flood, and God makes us an important promise. Notice that every living creature is included. And the famous rainbow isn't so much a reminder for us of God's covenant, but as a sign for God. Quote, "To recall the covenant I have made between me and you and all living things." God is God of all creation, and no matter how far adrift we go, God will never forget us. We must always remember that we are bound to God, that God is bound to us in an everlasting covenant. The first Sunday of Lent always begins with Jesus' temptation in the desert. Matthew, Mark, and Luke each has their own take on it. And this year, we have Mark's version. It's brief and leaves out details told by the others. Mark doesn't concentrate on the temptations, covering them tersely. Quote, "The Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert, and he remained in the desert for 40 days, tempted by Satan. He was among wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him." Mark's account emphasizes Jesus' strength, and we're reminded what John the Baptist promised just a few verses earlier in the Gospel. "After me will come someone more powerful than I." And then John said, "He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." It is, we believe, this Holy Spirit at work in our catechumens as they go forward for the rite of election. It's the same Spirit who can move us all to repent and to change our lives. If we cooperate with God's Spirit, we'll discover that what's impossible for us is indeed possible for God. Just as Israel spent 40 years in the desert, Jesus now spends 40 days there. Like Israel, he is tempted, but he doesn't give in. Nor do the wild beasts that Mark mentioned seem to scare him. But if you're like me, your own wild beasts of aggression, pride, envy, and other negative traits do scare us. Sometimes they seem to have control over us and even over our nation. But these beasts don't have to dominate us, because we have been baptized into Jesus, the powerful one, who overcame temptations in the desert and makes it possible for us to do likewise. We're told that angels helped Jesus. angels also minister to us in the darkness of our own lives. For example, when in an addiction we find the help of a 12-step group, when we mourn and our friends rally around us to give us courage, when friends help us through illnesses, when we doubt our faith and the faith of others gives us hope. This list goes on and on. In the desert, Israel faced temptation and even betrayed God. But God stayed with Israel and led them out. We all face time in the desert, those hard and testing times when we wander and wonder. But God will never abandon us. More than that, God has sent us Jesus, and signs of God's kingdom are all around us if we could but see. This Lent, let's pray for the enthusiasm and the commitment of our RCA candidates and catechumens, and let's ask to rediscover our faith as if joining it for the first time. Thank you.